What's going on? It's your boy Tiny Temper, straight from the UK. Thank you so much, Australia, for an incredible night. Thank you so much, Australia, for incredible nights. Happy 2011. Right now you're watching Speak TV. Oh. You know, I just love making music and I love performing it even more. So to be able to come to a country that I'm not from and perform my songs and watch people go crazy to them is incredible. So I had a lot of fun. I have been out here before, but I've never performed here before. So this was my first time performing. Melbourne is absolutely off the scale. I had such a great time and I can't wait to come back. Do you know what? I mean, I like Miami to Ibiza. It's a very international track. Everybody can relate to the song. Like, I'm not from Miami or Ibiza, but nevertheless, you know, I can still relate to that, and clearly everybody out here could as well. Yeah, I needed a change. When we ate, we never took, cause we needed a change. I needed a break. For a sec, I even gave up believing and praying. I've been doing it for about 5 years now, so I'm so happy to be where I am at the stage I'm at. I'm happy, man. Yeah, the album came out in October over in the UK, and I think shortly after out here as well. So, you know, I just very quickly want to say thanks to all the fans out here that went out and supported the record. Everybody who's been buying the singles. I know Written in the Stars and Passed Out have done their thing over here, and I'm really happy about that. So, yeah, thank you, man. The album's out now. Go support it. This year, man, it's just expanding the brand, man. I don't want to say anything too outrageous or outlandish because I'm a very insanely optimistic person. So I don't want to scare people with my ludicrous comments. However, like, you know, total expanding the brand, making it bigger, making it better, expanding, disturbing London, disturbing Melbourne, disturbing Sydney, disturbing Adelaide, disturbing Canberra, everywhere. Like, do you get what I mean? Go!
We bring the women and the cars and the cards out. The
influence is growing up. I'm pretty much everybody, man. Like, everybody. I'm a big fan of, like, Eminem and DMX from back in the day. And now I just listen to Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Drake, Big Sean, flipping all, loads of different indie bands. I'm a big fan of Muse, do you get what I mean? Darwin D's, Duffy, everybody. Collaborations, I mean, my ideal collaboration right now is Kanye West. I'm really trying to get my hands on him, and obviously I've been touring with, exactly, and I've been touring with NERD as well, and they're pretty crazy. Me and Pharrell spoken a couple times, so let's try and make something happen, brother. Other interests other than music, I kind of like a little bit of theater, I like a little bit of comedy, and I like a little bit of magic. Do you know what? What kind of describes me as an artist is not what describes me as a fashionista. Like, I kind of like to wear things that are original and authentic. That's it. So whatever springs to mind, an idea that you have that nobody else would think of, or a quirky way to do something.
Yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the cards out. Let's have a toast, a celebration, get a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out.
Let it fade. Let it go away.
Yeah.
We won't come down until we hit the ground.
Pass out.